Oh God. Father God, we just thank you for this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice and we choose to bless your holy name. Therefore, Father, in your matchless name, even on this morning, as we come unto you, Father, with our head lifted up, Father, we declare in your mighty name, Father, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we declare greatness in the lives of your people, Father. Father, we give you thanks, knowing that you are the one that is leading and you are the one that is guiding us. Therefore, Father, we decree and declare victory in the lives of your people everywhere. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that everything will be done on this call according to your plan and purpose. And Father God, we will give your name the praise and your name the glory. Father, we decree and declare that your word will live big on the inside of us, Father, that we will become people of the word. And Father, what we say, it will be so in your matchless name. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that even as we come before you tonight, making this prophetic declaration, Father, we also declare in your matchless name that You are the one that is righting the wrongs in our lives, Father. So, Father, we are not going to focus on what is right, what is wrong, because, Father, you are correcting all of that in your matchless name. Father God, we declare that you're turning things around. You're turning things around in our business. Father, you're turning things around even in our relationship. You're turning things around even in family matters. You're turning things around, Father, that everything that concerns us, Father, you are turning around and you're turning it around for our good in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that our finances are blessed. We declare that our health is blessed. We declare and affirm that our family and our relationship, they too are blessed by your matchless name. We declare that we are the possibility of God. We decree that all things are coming together and they're coming together for our good. We declare that situations are opening up for us, Father. Father, we declare that the enemy is under our feet. He has no power, no authority in our life. Father, even now as we stand in this space of possibility, we stand in this space of unity. We stand in a space of breakthrough. We stand in a space of miracles that you're going to show, Father. We stand in this space, in this place of great strength and great power. We stand in this place, in the name of Jesus, understanding and knowing that we are complete because, Father, you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we lift our voice up like a trumpet and we give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks as we stand in this prophetic hour, lifting our voice up like a trumpet. Prophetess Bethany, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, and Lord, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor and adoration and thanksgiving. Father, for your cleansing power of your blood, my God, that is applied to our hearts and lives, my God. We thank you, Father, for being the Redeemer of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for bringing us thus far. We thank you for your grace and your favor upon the lives of us, your people. Even, my God, even entering into proper college, Father. We lift up, Lord, our spiritual leaders before you, even Archbishop Ebernard John and Pastor and Prophet Deborah John. We thank you for renewed strength. Strength, my God, in the inner man, strength in the outer man. Strength, my God, in the anointing, my God, that will place upon their lives, my God, that will endure to the very end and beyond, Father. We thank you for families that you are touching, my God. Lord, mothers, my God, that you are strengthening, my God, rejuvenating their lives. Rejuvenated our spirit, my God. We thank you for the anointing that will rest upon, Lord, even Prophet College and, Lord, even those who are coming from far. We thank you for traveling mercies, Father, that you continue to be our eternal refuge and on each everlasting. We thank you for your angels and a mighty assignment, ministering angels that will minister strength to those who are weak. And we decree, my God, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we thank you for the healing that will take place and is already taking place in those, my God, that Lord, you're releasing your healing virtue and you're sending forth your word, my God. We decree your word going forth and that we bring a divine deliverance and wholeness and completion and divine. And we thank you, Father, for Lord, you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are meeting and supply every need we see met, Father. And we give you the glory and the praise for this glorious day, my God, that we can rejoice in you and say thank you, Father, because you send everything, give you thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name we thank heaven. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I give you praise on this morning, God, and I thank you for the breath that you are breathing into us, Father God. Thank you, God, for life, God. Thank you for covering each and every one of us on this line, Father God, representing our families, our household, and even our friends, Father God. I'm asking you, God, to just continue, Father God, to do the things that we might not understand, Father God, that bring you glory, Father God, that we may be also able to bless other people with what we learn, what we feel, and what we see and feel through you, Father God. I thank you, God, for touching the ones who are mourning on this day, Father God, that have lost someone, Father God, but have not lost you, Father God. I thank you, God, as we stand in the gap even for the homeless, the children who are lonely and need the protection and covering, Father God. I stand in that gap of addiction, Father God. I thank you, God, for the breaking of that curse, Father God. I'm asking you, God, to continue to strengthen Master Prophet and Pastor Prophetess Jordan, Father God, in this time of prophecology, that, Father God, as you breathe into them the things that the prophets should know, Father God, we can inhale and move forward on those things. Thank you for your visitation, Holy Spirit, and thank you for prophetic dreams, Father God. We bless you in your name, your mighty name, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father Son, and thank you, Father Holy Ghost. We give your name always to praise, and we acknowledge you in all things we do. Amen and amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Father God, we thank you for this day. You have made it, and rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for the things that you're bringing forth for your people. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening those believers, Father God, and we thank you for the things that you're bringing forth, Father God, through our faith. We thank you, Father God, as we stand in the gap for others, Lord God, that may not be able to. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to just lift you up and lift up the others, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the prophets, and I thank you, Father God, for this prophetic ministry that you have connected me to, Father God. I thank you for all of the things that you're doing in my life as well as in the lives lives of other people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. And we thank you for the gathering of the prophets in such a time like this, Father God. And we pray for those who are affected by their circumstances and their situations, Father God. And you are a faithful God, and you always offer a way out, Father God. So we thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, Father God, and help comfort those who may feel abandoned, those who may feel lost or left behind, Father God. Send your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, Father God, and send forth that peace, Lord God. We thank you for the abundance, Lord God. We thank you for the rest, Lord God. We thank you for the favor, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the deliverance, Father God. We thank you for allowing those to come into the wisdom, Father God, into their purpose and into their divinity, Lord God. We thank you for the path that you have ordered before us, Father God. We thank you for the steps, Father God. We thank you for you are a faithful God, and you are faithful to complete the works that you have begun, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for leading us not into temptation, but deliver us from that evil, Father God. We thank you for forsaking the devourer for our faith, for our sake, Father God. We thank you for all of the abundance that you're bringing forth, Father God. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for just allowing us to navigate the terrain in this world, Father God. And we ask that you just stop the attacks of the enemies on your people, Father God. We ask that you be the Maywaker, the heavy load sharer, Father God. We just thank you for the bondage that you're breaking, the yokes that you're breaking. We thank you, Father God, for the easy things that you're bringing to your people, Father God. And we just give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, and we love you. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, because truly you is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, first and last, is and always will be. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. God, we want to give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way. We want to thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. And, oh God, we want to give you our honor and thanks for traveling mercies, oh God, traveling mercies for each and every one of us, God, even those who travel into prophetology, God. We want to thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for keeping the enemy under our feet, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedges protection over us and our children, family, and loved ones, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. And, oh God, we want to thank you, God, for letting the prophets and prophetess and leaders unite together, touching and agreeing one at prophetology, another again, oh God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for your strength and your power and your anointing that will be there at prophetology, God. And we want to thank you, God, for the worship that will be taking place at prophetology, God. And thank you, God, for healing us, healing those who are in the need of healing, God. And also thank you for the healing that will be taking place at prophetology, God. We want to thank you, God. We want to give you our honor and praise, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because, God, when you arise, the enemy scatters. And thank you, Almighty Power One, in your precious, mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we celebrate life today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Lord God, and we thank you for the life that he's given to each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for being with us and being there and guiding us, being our light, Lord God. And in this season, Lord God, I pray that our destiny, that we will walk into our destinies like never before, Lord God, that our purpose would arise like never before, Lord God, that we would tap into the gifts that you've given us, Lord. I pray over our minds, our bodies, and our souls, and I pray, Lord God, that as you align our steps, Lord God, that we will walk fearlessly, Lord God, in strength and in courage. Lord, we thank you for our leaders and our shepherds, Lord God, and we pray that they move into this prophecology, Lord God. I just pray that we will meet you at a place they're called there, Lord God, that you would speak a word into our lives that will rejuvenate us and restore us and move us into a place of great faith. Lord, we thank you for our businesses, for our innovations, for expansion, for partnership. Lord God, we thank you for this year. Lord God, this last half of the year, we know, Lord God, will be a mighty end of the year. So we're praying in advance and thanking you in advance, Lord God, for all that you've done and continue to do. We thank you and we praise you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name and lift you up even now, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, touch our physical bodies and touch our minds and our spirits even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here. We thank you for all of our loved ones and our families even now, Father God. Father God, renew our strength and replenish us, Father God. Allow us to rest well, Father God. Father God, we thank you for peace and joy and happiness even now, Father God. Peace of mind, peace of spirit, peace of our mind even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for love. We thank you for the God they love, Father God. Allow us to continue to show forth your love even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, protect them, Father God. Father God, lead our children even now. And guide us, Father God. Open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly, Father God, and open our eyes, Father God. Give us the wisdom and understanding even now, Father God. Father God, I love you and I thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to have another midnight cry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our lives and even in our leaders, Father God. We thank you for touching our leaders, Father God. Father God, we thank you for keeping, Father God, each and every person, each and every prophet, Father God, even in your fivefold ministry, Father God. I want to lift up, Father God, even the body of Christ, Father God, as they continue to move, Father God, and just continue to just give your name the praise and the glory, Father God. I want to thank you even now for even touching, Father God, marriages and touching homes, Father God, and doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of your people and even in the lives of their children, Father God. I want to thank you for touching even the elderly, Father God, and giving them strength, Father God, granting strength to their muscles, their limbs, Father God, and even to their brains, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for keeping them, Father God, in perfect peace and in good health, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for releasing, Father God, wisdom unto our children, Father God, and divine direction, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for raising up a generation of young men and women that will preach the good news and the gospel, Father God. I want to thank you and to give your name all the praise, the glory, the honor, Father God, for doing this. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we... Yes, amen. And Father God, we bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. And Father God, even as the fireworks are exploding in the atmosphere, God, allow your anointing to explode in the heavenlies and in the earth and in our families and in our lives, Lord God. Allow your power to be evident, Lord God, as it manifests through your people. Father God, we decree and declare breakthrough and deliverance. We reroute every attack of the enemy, every spirit of infirmity, we reroute it in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our health, over our finance, over our homes, over our animals, over our elders, Lord God, over our children, Lord God, over our businesses, Lord, over our employment, God, over all of our finance, over all things that concern us, Lord God, your blood cover in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give us traveling mercies and traveling grace, Lord God, as we meet in the place called there, Lord God. We lift up our elders, our pastors, our archbishop. We strengthen their hands even now, Lord God, and we undergird them, and we strengthen each other's hands, Lord God. Cause us to walk in a spirit of oneness, spirit of unity, spirit of cooperation as we move in and out of your people, Lord God. Cause your spirit of love and fellowship to breathe upon us, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for doing a new thing in us and a new thing through us and a new thing for us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is what we say. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, for it surely has brought us through. Thank you, Lord, for the reverential fear that we have in you. Thank you, Lord, for the praises that do go up and the blessings that do come down. Thank you for divine protection. Thank you for right connections. Thank you for the abundance and blessings. Thank you, Lord, for divine health. Thank you, Lord, for a shift in consciousness. Thank you, Lord, for our leaders. Thank you, Lord, for the gathering of the prophets. We shall trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. We shall delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give us the desires of our hearts. We will commit thy way unto you, Lord, and trust in you, and you shall bring it to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the things that you continue to do in our life each and every day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, God, for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, God, for your favor. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, God, and waking us up in our right mind, God. We thank you, God, for the healing in the name of Jesus, God, healing in our physical body, healing in our mental, our physical areas of our life, healing in our financial situations and any areas of our life, God, that we have not mentioned, God. We ask that you send your healing angels, God. Father God, I ask that you favor us in this upcoming week, God. Favor us during prophecology. Let your will be done in each and everyone's life. Let them feel the impact of your anointing, God, your outpouring of your Spirit, God. Let it fill this conference this week, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to gather again at the conference. We thank you, God, for everyone on this conference call, God, to cover each and everyone's family members and cover each and everyone that is representing someone or standing in the gap for loved ones, standing in the gap for our mothers, and standing in the gap for our fathers, and standing in the gap for our brothers, and standing in the gap for our sisters, and those parents and those guardians that are standing in the gap for our children, for our sons and daughters, God. We lift them up to you, God. We ask that you have your will within their life, God. Do a turnaround and a change in their life, God. Father God, we ask that you even favor them in this week, God. Let right people connect to our children, God. Let right people connect to them, God. Cover them with your blood, God, when they're traveling, God. Let you be their traveling companion, God, when they're traveling alone, God. Father God, we ask that you protect them anywhere they go, God. We even cover our law enforcement and our government officials, God, that you have your way in their lives in the name of Jesus. We even ask that you cover our teachers, God. We even ask that you even cover anything that we have dominion over, God, just to cover it, God, just to cover it and protect it, God. And Father God, we even call upon on your angels in this season, God, that your angels will even do the work and do the handy work that needs to be done, God. We thank you, God, for all the greatness and all the love and all the peace and everything that you're standing in, God. We thank you, God, that we are rooted in Christ, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to stand in victory, God. We thank you, God, that we even able to stand in breakthrough. We thank you, God, that we even able to stand in favor, God. Have your way in our life, God, and let this be a wonderful and prosperous week as we're going forward in at prophecology, the working of miracles of 2017, God. Let it be overfilled and outpouring even into the lives that are watching it through during streaming, God. Father God, we ask that quick increase comes back, God, and to remember our seed, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And Father, we thank you right now, Father. For even as the psalmist did say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And Father God, your praises shall continually be in our mouth. Father, it shall be in our mouth from the rising of the sun even unto the going down thereof, Father. Your name will be in our mouth, and we will give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks. Father, we just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for what you're doing, Father. Father, cause us to be people of great strength and power. Cause us to be men and women of your word. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just strengthen us, that you would baptize us afresh, anoint us afresh, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause us to be individuals that will rise up in new strength and in power. Father, cause us, Father, to be that which you have called us to be. Cause us to stand and to be unmovable, standing and trusting in your word, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, even as we stand in unity and oneness of purpose, oneness of mind on this morning, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for clarity. Give us clarity. In the name of Jesus, give us clarity concerning relationship matters. Give us clarity concerning everything that we need to understand and need to express for your glory. Father, we just give your name the praise, Lord, for every individual that's on this call on this morning, Father. Father, bless them, Father. Father, let them know, Lord, that you are their heavenly Father, Father. And let them know, Father, that they have no need nor want for anything because you are the good shepherd. You are the one that supplies all our needs according to your riches in glory. Father, I thank you right now for everyone that's on this call, Father. Touch them afresh, Father. Renew their mind. Renew their strength, Father. And Father, let them know, Lord, that you are directing them and you're going to lead them. And they just have to trust you and know that you're not going to let them down. Father, I pray even now as we move and navigate through this day, Lord, guide us and lead us, Father. Let us not be anywhere we're not supposed to be. Let us not speak anything that's not like you, but let us speak and be where you want us to be, Father. Because, Father, you said, even as Jesus said, he do nothing except he first see his Father do. Father, allow us to begin to profess that and let that be our being in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, even for prophecology that's coming up, Father. We thank you for safety. We thank you for protection, even as the people of God began to travel to the place called there, Father. And Father, I thank you in advance that you're going to meet us at that place. And Father, you're going to do what you want to do, Father. And Father, even in advance, we say, have your way, Lord. Let thy will be done, Father, as we clear a clear path for you to move and for you to have your way, Father. Father, we thank you in advance for everything that will be said and done. And Father, I even pray for our rest of our prophets and prophets, Lord, that have a desire to be there, but for whatever reason they are not there. Father, I pray that you would touch them, Father, and let them know, Lord, that you are still with them, Lord. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are a God that makes ways, Lord. You are a God that creates ways. You are a God that creates and bring about the miracle. And Father, we give your name the praise for what you're about to do in their lives as well, Father. But Father, we are one. We are not two, we are not twain, but we are one. And we give your name the faith, Father. Father, breathe life, breathe strength, breathe healing on the house of Pong, Father. Father, we thank you right now. You said in your word that you give us beauty for ashes. And Father, renew our strength. Give us that beauty, Father, so that men and women will look and they will know that there's a different Father. Father, let our words, as we speak your word, let none of our words fall to the ground. But Father, let it rise up, Father, and let it be of you. And Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks for everything, everything that you're doing. Father, even in this summer months, as we move and proceed in them, Father, touch and strengthen and cause and divine our heads of protection to be upon our families in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, debt reduction, that you're clearing up debt around your people, Father. We are going to be debt free, Father, so that we can do and have whatever you want and whatever we desire. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. All right, people of God, we want to thank you all for being on the line. I know we'll be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, as well as you can catch any other broadcast, rebroadcasting of Pop Life Radio at 12 noon. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please make me any announcements. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to say good night and God bless, Prophet Stephanie. If you can end the session.
Amen.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless everyone. We love you.
Love you, family.
Love you,
family.